Please welcome Chris McKinney.
When I was in my 20s, 30s, 40s, even a little bit into my 50s, I thought of somebody in their 70s as old. But now, pushing 73, I realize I'm there. All the cliches, age is an attitude. You're only as old as you feel. 60 is the new 40. I'm proud of these wrinkles. I've earned them. I'm not having a hot flash. I'm having a power surge. He's a silver fox. She's a silver fox. I'm a silver fox. All these sayings can help whether you accept or reject aging. But the fact is, I'm getting old. And it really does creep up on you. It started for me in my 50s, when my arm just wasn't long enough anymore to see that fine print. So you go to the drugstore and you get those magnifying glasses. You do that for a few years until finally I went to the eye doctor and got some prescription glasses, bifocals, no less. And actually, for the past 5 years or so, my body has been giving me signals that what it all kind of boils down to is you just can't indulge anymore in anything. You may remember the story I told a few months ago of the first time that I tried surfing when I was 71. That was funny. I never got off all fours on the board, but I didn't break any bones. I used to love dancing when I was young. So last year I joined the Y and I signed up for Zumba. And it was too much. I felt like Lucy trying to keep up with Ricky's chorus line. It was just too much, so I switched to Tai Chi, which is much more my speed these days. And then there's food. I mean, you know, have you seen on menus, there's often a senior menu section, which is a lot less portion. That's because when you get to be in your 70s, you just can't, or certainly shouldn't, keep eating like you did when you were in your 30s. I mean, a lot of people try, but then you get heartburn and high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So a good thing is to eat less when you get older. And in fact, after Thanksgiving last year, I made a decision, because I was having heartburn and feeling really uncomfortable, to cut my meals down to 2 a day instead of 3 a day, because you just don't really need 3 squares when you're older. And it's worked really well for me. I've lost a little bit of my middle thickness, and I feel a lot better, and I'm not hungry at night. So I eat a substantial breakfast and a substantial dinner, or whatever you want to call it, kind of midday meal, and that's it. And it's working well. Cosmetically, obviously, there are a lot of changes. Skin sags, wrinkles come, and the cosmetic industry makes millions convincing women and men that if they just wear makeup, color their hair, maybe even get plastic surgery, they'll be young and beautiful again. But it hasn't stopped anybody from aging. It just makes them a lot of money. And then there's short-term memory loss. Like, I don't remember when my hair started getting thinner and grayer, and not just the hair on my head. You women will know this. Like, I don't remember getting a Brazilian wax job, but I must have. And I'm not going to be... I guess I just must have. Not that I'm going to be donning a bikini anytime soon. And my libido took a vacation and never came home. But luckily, my husband is aging right along with me. Hardly any of those dawn surprises anymore. And I'm sure you know what I mean about that. So indulgences wane. But actually, that can be a good thing, because some of the trade-offs are good. That expression, youth is wasted on the young, is really true, I've found now that I'm not young anymore. You know, I see things a lot differently than I did when I was younger. I'm a little more patient, and one of my kids complained to me about a defiant teenager, or another one about marital problems, or another one about financial challenges. And I can listen and be supportive, but then I can think, this too will pass, because it will. And decreased libido actually has some pretty good trade-offs too, because everything is not driven by libido anymore. Everything is not always going to end up between the sheets like it did when you were younger. And it can really kind of just release other opportunities in a relationship to grow and do a lot of the things that you haven't done yet, like discovering, you know, new places, visiting new cities, finding new hiking trails, taking a class together, enjoying music together, even savoring food together, but less of it. So aging has been a wake-up call, but it's also been an awakening.